Enoch. All right, let's go. Let's make sure just you guys know that they used to consider Enoch, this what we're reading now, part of the Bible, right? Let's go to Jude.
We
went through this. I mean, we've read Jude a few times, but just to make sure, this is, you know who Jude is. Does everybody know who Jude is, was?
Brother James.
Who's James?
Brother Jesus.
Two James.
Well, we know it's not Jesus' older brother.
Right. One of his brothers. Hilarious.
Nobody knows. See this one.
Hilarious.
Finally, he got it.
Somebody else would have opened the matrix.
As opposed to Mary was a virgin.
Bob, his older brother.
This guy that was a friend of mine many years ago, named Preston Jones, he wrote a play. And in the play, he invented this character. It was Jesus' older brother. His name was Frank. Frank Christ.
Frank Christ.
He was all pissed off at Jesus because Jesus got all the attention and he wanted to be a preacher and nobody paid any attention to him because he had a lisp. I mean, it went on and on and on. But he did it. Preston was a brilliant guy. He was a playwright that they, one time they called him the next Eugene O'Neill. But anyway, I wish you would sometime, if those of you who haven't read it, one of the only thing that I really like that I've ever written was a story that I wrote for Texas Monthly about Preston Jones and some, Harry or Barbara. It's the only thing I've written that I really like it.
$2.
Okay, Jude. So, bottom line is, we don't know for sure who Jude is, except that he's the brother of James, but we don't know which James. Anyway, so it's speculation, a lot of it, because it's not. He's not mentioned many other times.
Who was the other James?
Huh?
Who was the other James, if not the brother of Jesus?
It was James the Greater and James the Lesser. One of them was just one of the disciples, and the other one was the brother. James the Greater, James the Lesser.
Do we know who his father was?
Jude's?
No, James. The brother of Jesus was the same guy. I mean, was it...
Nobody knows. Nobody knows it. Joseph disappears. Joseph disappears from history.
Yeah. Actually, that could be a really funny joke.
Okay. Verse 10. These speak evil of things which they know not, but what things they know naturally is brute beasts, and these things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. There are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, whose fruit twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, etc., etc., etc. So the book of Enoch was initially considered on par with the rest of the writings.
What BC was this, like 300 or something?
Who, Jude?
No, Enoch.
Oh, Enoch?
100? Much more.
Oh, no, thousands.
Thousands.
4,000 BC.
So when did they take Enoch out of the Bible?
Well, we're not see the only thing that was the Bible per se was the Torah. Everything else was expansions on the tail. Nobody tried to canonize stuff like they do now, except the Torah. But Enoch was one of the things that was considered among the prophets and was read. It wasn't given the weight of Torah, but it was read.
When you talk about the pyramid, did you say it was Enoch? Was the one, or who did you say was the one that
built the pyramid?
Yeah.
Shem. Well, Enoch is connected with it because the Enoch circle is in the king's chamber. Enoch, this is the second parable concerning those who deny the name of the Lord, of the spirits, and the congregation of the holy ones. Neither will they ascend into heaven, nor will they reach the ground. Such will be the lot of the sinner who will deny the name of the Lord of spirits. Those who in this manner will be preserved for the day of burden and tribulation. On that day, my elect one, Messiah, shall sit on the seat of glory and make a selection of their deeds. Their resting places will be without number. Their souls shall be firm within them when they see my elect one. Those who have appealed to my glorious name, on that day I shall cause my elect one to dwell within them. I shall transform heaven and make it a blessing of light forever. I shall also transform the earth and make it a blessing and cause my elect one to dwell in her. For those who have committed sin and crime shall not set foot in her, for in peace I have looked with favor upon my righteous ones and given them mercy and have caused them to dwell before me. But the sinners have come before me so that by judgment I shall destroy them from the face of the earth. Now, from God's standpoint and from this point of revelation, it's life.
It's surviving the test of time.
Unless your identity is the Holy One, the Elect One, if your identity is something on your life, then you're judged as the sinner.
We erase that.
That makes it pretty clear.
No, because any attempt to be righteous or to be right will only cause you to live Ed's life. Ed has a zeal for God, but not according to not knowledge, for Ed's life goes around trying to establish his own rightness. Ed's life.
We can go around the room if you want to.
This is better.
You're next.
Just for
a
night.
Tylene likes it this way.
Yeah.
Everybody likes
it. That feels good. Escape it. Let's just leave it this
escape
way.
Head.
Escape it. Escape it.
At that place I saw the one to whom belongs the time before time.
Say it again.
Big.
In that place I saw the one who what?
At that place I saw the one to whom belongs the time before time. That's a kind. That's a really neat sentence.
Is that eternity? Is that what that means?
It's like ancient of days or something.
Yeah, we got cool. Ancient. We got all kinds of ancient
of
days.
That. I love that expression, whatever that means.
Then we got. His head was white like wool, and we read this before, but I'm gonna read it again, if I can get my breath. Want to read?
At that place, I saw the one to whom belongs the time before time, and his head was white like wool, and there was with him another individual whose face was like that of a human being. His countenance was full of grace like that of...
In all of the mystery literature, that phrase right there is the first description of what the elect one, that there would be a man take on the form of God. I mean, God take on the form of man.
That there was a face like that of a human being.
Yeah, whose face was like that of a human being. In the footnote it says, another way, literally it says, whose face was like the appearance of a person. His countenance was full of grace like that of one among the holy angels. And I asked the one from among the angels who was going with me, and who had revealed to me all the secrets regarding the one who was born of human beings. Who is this? And from whence is he who is going as this as the prototype of the before time?
Wow.
And he answered me and said to me, this is the Son of Man, to whom belongs righteousness, and with whom righteousness dwells. And he will open all the hidden storerooms. For the Lord of the Spirits has chosen him, and he is destined to be victorious before the Lord of Spirits in eternal uprightness.
Okay. And we don't know for sure when this was written. It was written hundreds of, at least, scholars cannot possibly accept that this was really written by Enoch. I mean, even the most religious scholars will not believe it was written by Enoch. We don't know. But we know that it was considered on par with books like Daniel, and that it was read routinely. What we're reading tonight was read during the time of the Feast of Hanukkah.
Why do people have such a problem with Enoch? Was he just some little guy that came out of the woods or something?
He's the seventh from Adam. He never died.
Oh, so they don't walk with God behind?
No.
He walked with God. That's pretty good.
This is written as if he is walking with God.
It's astounding that this might have actually been written by him. It's like too good to be true.
Yeah, that's
why.
Yeah.
It's too big a thing. This Son of Man whom you have seen is the one who would remove the kings and the mighty ones from their comfortable seats and the strong ones from their thrones. He shall loosen the reins of the strong and crush the teeth of the sinners. He shall depose the kings from their thrones and kingdoms. For they do not extol and glorify him, and neither do they obey him, the source of their kingship. The faces of the strong will be slapped and be filled with shame and gloom. Their dwelling places and their beds will be worms. They shall have no hope.
Read the note for that one.
Yes.
Just
quote, their dwelling places will be darkness and their beds will be worms.
Yeah. It's even stronger than their bed will be like worms. Their dwelling place is darkness and their bed is worms.
They shall have no hope to rise from their beds, but they do not extol the name of the Lord of the Spirit.
Okay, what is it that he's saying here? The only thing he's saying is for those who are interested in their own self-deity, their own rightness. And so that's why it's so vital that we understand that the cross, I mean, Enoch understood the cross. He understood the seed.
And there's something in your guts that when you hear that thing about eternal darkness and your bed is worms, you know it's true. I mean, there's something deep down inside of me.
Knows
that's what I'm afraid of.
It's just you here.
Yeah.
It's
cold and nobody hears you. And
I want you to concentrate on the worm aspect. Yeah. What he's talking about is snakes.
Oh, that's even better. Like when Barbara found in the room.
You're lying in the bed of snakes.
Oh, geez, just like Indiana Jones. Yeah. And they have become the judges of the stars of heaven. They raise their hands to reach the Most High while walking upon the earth and dwelling in her. They manifest all their deeds in oppression. All their deeds are oppression. Their power depends upon their wealth, and their devotion is to the gods which they have fashioned with their own hands. But they deny the name of the Lord of Spirits. Yet they like to congregate in his house and with the faithful ones who cling to the Lord of Spirits.
You hear? Read that last sentence again.
That's coming for 80 years. Is that what that is?
No, go ahead. Read.
Read that last sentence again.
Last couple sentences.
They manifest all their deeds in oppression. All their deeds are oppression. Their power depends upon their wealth, and their devotion is to the gods which they have fashioned with their own hands. But they deny the name of the Lord of Spirits. Yet they like to congregate in his house with the faithful ones who cling to the Lord of Spirits. In those days, the prayers of the righteous ascended into heaven, and the blood of the righteous from the earth before the land of the spirits. There shall be days when all the holy ones who dwell in the heavens above shall dwell together, and with one voice they shall supplicate and pray, glorifying, praising, and blessing the name of the Lord of Spirits, on behalf of the blood of the righteous ones which has been shed. Their prayer shall not stop from exhaustion before the Lord of the Spirits, neither will they relax forever, until judgment is executed for them. In those days I saw him, the antecedent of time, while he was sitting upon the throne of his glory, and the books of the living ones were opened before him, and all his power in heaven above and his escort stood before him. The hearts of the holy ones are filled with joy, because the number of the righteous has been offered, the prayers of the righteous ones have been heard, and the blood of the righteous has been admitted before the Lord of the Spirits. Furthermore, in that place I saw the fountain of righteousness, which does not become depleted, and is surrounded completely by numerous fountains of wisdom. All the thirsty ones drink of the water and become filled with wisdom. Then their dwelling places become with the holy, righteous, and elect ones. At that hour, that Son of Man was given a name in the presence of the Lord of Spirits, the before time. Even before the creation of the sun and the moon, before the creation of the stars, He was given a name in the presence of the Lord of the Spirits. He will become a staff for the righteous ones in order that they may lean on him and not fall. He is the light of the Gentiles, and he will become the hope of those who are sick in their hearts. All those who dwell upon the earth shall fall and worship before him. They shall glorify, bless, and sing the name of the Lord of Spirits. For this purpose he became the chosen one. He was concealed in the presence of the Lord of Spirits prior to the creation of the world and for eternity. And he has revealed the wisdom of the Lord of Spirits to the righteous and the holy ones. For he has preserved the portion of the righteous because they have hated and despised this world of oppression.
Stop a minute. One of the things that the Magi would have... Do you remember, have we talked about who the Magi were? We have. They were... Remember? The
followers of Zoroaster.
Right. Zoroaster. And that Zoroaster was Daniel's pupil. So Daniel would have, what you know about Daniel when you read
this book.
I mean, he had this book. If this book existed, he had this book. And so all of these prophecies, these statements about the promised one, the ones that came from Numbers 24, which are supposedly the star that followed. The ones that came from all of their holy books is in the Vesta. The knowledge they knew about the signs of the zodiac pointing to that time. The knowledge they had about the pyramid pointing to this time. Everything pointed to this mystery that's taking place on Hanukkah in 1 month from now. And that the seed, this mystery, this reason that time exists, and you have to experience this as if it were you. I mean, you understand this is going to be meaningless unless you are the one in whom this mystery is born in. You have to become Mary. You have to experience being Mary and having that seed birthed within you. So these aren't just words from the past. They are words now of hope. That the desired of the nations, the one who will fulfill all your heart's desire, is about to be manifested within you. Can you hear that?
And he has revealed the wisdom of the Lord of the Spirits to the righteous and the holy ones. For he has preserved the portion of the righteous because they have hated and despised this world of oppression, together with all its ways of life and its habits in the name of the Lord of Spirits.
Read that sentence again. Everybody hear this one. Concentrate. Hear it.
He has revealed the wisdom of the Lord of the Spirits to the righteous and the holy ones, for he has preserved the portion of the righteous, because they have hated and despised this world of oppression, together with all its ways of life and all its habits in the name of the Lord of Spirits.
They have hated and despised this world of oppression, together with all its habits and all its ways.
And all of this coming up, I mean, the weeks before when we've been discussing Hanukkah coming up, it's all pointed to freedom. It's all pointed to freedom.
Right.
And that sentence there that just labeled, you know, the world is oppressive and
the
great chasm between the two.
Yeah, and everything in it. Okay.
And because they will be saved in his name, and it is his good pleasure that they have life. In those days, the kings of the earth and the mighty landowners shall be humiliated on account of the deeds of their hands. Therefore, on the day of their misery and weariness...
Landowners is a metaphor.
Yeah.
It's a parable.
Those who own their own land.
Those who own themselves. Do you understand that?
It's like being in control of
land owner, those who want their own definitions.
In those days, the kings of the earth and the mighty landowners shall be humiliated on account of the deeds of their hands.
I didn't understand that.
Get a running start, Amy.
Therefore, on the day of their misery and weariness, they will not be able to save themselves. I shall deliver them into the hands of my elect ones like grass in the fire and like lead in the water. So they shall burn before the face of the holy ones and sink before their sight, and no place will be found for them.
Ugh.
On the day of their weariness, there shall be an obstacle on the earth, and they shall fall on their faces, and they shall not rise up again, nor anyone be found who will take them with his hands and raise them up. For they have denied the Lord of the spirits and his Messiah. Blessed be the name of the Lord of the spirits. Keep going.
Yeah.
What was the obstacle?
This is fun. So wisdom flows like water, and glory is measureless before him forever and ever. For his might is in all the mysteries of righteousness, and oppression will vanish like a shadow having no foundation.
Do you see that the moment, I mean, it's something you don't have to, it's not mysterious, it's not anything, it's just so black and white. The moment you take your life back, the moment you become a landowner, then you're subject to the woes of this. And the idea then, it gives time to repent. He's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And so when you hear these things, if you're a landowner, if you have the right to yourself, if you haven't given up that right to yourself, then this is the time to say, Father, forgive me. What part of yourself are you keeping for yourself? That's where you say, Father, forgive me. Because it says, all land, I'd never seen that before about the meaning of the landowner.
So wisdom flows like water, and glory is measureless before him forever and ever. For his might is in all the mysteries of righteousness, and oppression will vanish like a shadow having no foundation. The elect one stands before the Lord of the spirits. His glory is forever and ever, and his power is unto all generations. In him dwells the spirit of wisdom, the spirit which gives thoughtfulness, the spirit of knowledge and strength, and the spirit of those who have fallen asleep in righteousness. He shall judge the secret things, and no one will be able to utter vain words in his presence. For he is the elect one before the Lord of spirits according to his good pleasure. In those days there will be a change for the holy and the righteous ones, and the light of day shall rest upon them, and glory and honor shall be given back to the holy ones on the day of weariness. He heaped evil upon the sinners, but the righteous ones shall be victorious in the name of the Lord of spirits. He will cause the others to see this, so that they may repent and forsake the deeds of their hands. There shall not be honor unto them in the name of the Lord of spirits, but through his name they shall be saved, and the Lord of the spirits shall have mercy upon them, for his mercy is considerable. He is righteous in his judgment and in the glory that is before him. Oppression cannot survive his judgment, and the unrepentant in his presence shall perish. The Lord of the spirits has said that from henceforth he will not have mercy on them. Is that about the thing about if something happens, you have a reward, but if it doesn't happen, you're still saved?
Yeah. The thing that we forget, because English is not too swift of a language, but these writings, and you can taste it, you can get a little hint of it, they were poetic, and they were written to be heard. All of the Hebrew, all of the mysteries of God were written first to be heard. And in that hearing, there's a rhythm that is hinted at here. And sometimes we get it, it's you know, in Melito of Sardi, it was clear.
This feels like a song.
It's really like the hearing and the seeing have come together.
Yeah.
Listening to it, it's like the sound. It just becomes very, very visual, so that there's no depth and there's no...
Amen.
What was it written in Hebrew? Even that
early? Hebrew was their first language.
Adam spoke Hebrew.
This is the kind of stuff that's handed down with carving on a stick, right? You had to run your hand down the stick.
No.
No? That was just.
There were no the things on the on the stick.
You had to be able to recite it.
Yeah, but on the stick was like the ten plagues. On Noah's stick, we written the ten plagues. I mean, Moses. On the tribal stick that each one had were written some secret Zohar stuff. But not, you know, most of this was done by memory. That's what's so...
In those days, Sheol will return all the deposits which she had received, and hell will give back all that which it owes. And he shall choose the righteous and the holy ones from among the risen dead, for the day when they shall be selected and saved has arrived. In those days the elect one shall sit on my throne, and from the conscience of his mouth shall come out all the secrets of wisdom, for the Lord of the spirits has appeared unto him and glorified him. In those days mountains shall dance like rams, and the hills shall leap like kids, satiated with milk. And the faces of all the angels in heaven shall glow with joy, because on that day the elect one has arisen. And the earth shall rejoice, and the righteous one shall dwell upon her, and the elect one shall walk upon her. After those days, in the same place where I had seen all the secret visions, having been carried off in a wind vehicle and taken to the west, my eyes saw there all the secret things of heaven and the future things. There were there a mountain of iron, a mountain of copper, a mountain of silver, a mountain of gold, a mountain of colored metal, and a mountain of lead. And I asked the angel who was going with me, saying, "What are these things which I have seen in secret?" And he said to me, "All these things which you have seen happened by the authority of his Messiah, so that he may give orders and be praised upon the earth." Then this angel of peace answered, saying to me, "Wait a little, and all secret things which encircle the Lord of the Spirits will be revealed unto you. As for these mountains which you have seen with your own eyes, the mountain of iron, the mountain of copper, the mountain of silver, the mountain of gold, the mountain of colored metal, and the mountain of lead, all of them, in the presence of the elect one, will become like a honeycomb that melts before fire, like water that gushes down from the top of such mountains and becomes helpless by his feet. It shall happen in those days that no one shall be saved either by gold or by silver, and no one shall be able to escape. There shall be no iron for war, nor shall anyone wear a breastplate. Neither bronze nor tin shall be to any avail or be of any value, and there will be no need of lead whatsoever. All these substances will be removed and destroyed from the surface of the earth when the elect one shall appear before the face of the Lord of Spirits."
Well, that's why.
Is that the Babylonian statue?
No, this is that's another parable. I mean, you don't mix the metaphors.
When did the Iron Age start? It was well after this one.
I didn't know about iron.
Was it one of the things the kings dreamed? Iron and brass and clay?
But that was...
Well, that's the reason that scholars say that this was written later. I mean, nobody knows when this was written. We know when it was written, at least by... We know that the Book of Enoch was clear and documented in the Dead Sea Scrolls. We know the Book of Enoch was written at least 300 B.C. So, but we don't know before that, except by internal evidence. So if one of the internal evidences would be, well, if we talk about iron, it must be after the Iron Age. Except
the Chinese were close to
that. Yeah, part Chinese were doing it before that.
Yeah, it also assumes... It also assumes an ascending history of man rather than a descending history.
Yeah. Well, anyway, okay. "And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. He was named before the beginning of time. When the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he up him up in his arms, and blessed God, and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to the Gentiles."
That's a quote from here.
and the glory of thy people, Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him.
That's a quote from here.
Where did you just read that from?
Luke.
That's a quote from me.
Anyway.
Mary, she still knew who he was, though, didn't she?
Yeah.
Even in those moments?
She knew that the angel had appeared unto her and said, fear not, but, you know.
It's just kind of like us.
And yeah, I mean, you've been told fear not and all of a sudden, oh, shit.
She believed.
She believed like we do.
Mm-hmm. I guess it seems like you think she would have definitely believed.
No.
Something came penetrating through you.
Well, no, but it says just when he was 30, she thought he was crazy. Read a little bit more. Let me see where you are.
This line here. The faces of all the angels in heaven shall glow with joy.
Man.
Read more.
Let me see where you are.
40 out of 53, the scene of judgment. Lower right.
Yeah, read 53, that'll be enough. There's too much to think about here.
Great.
Does that give you a little hunger to want to read Noah? Or Enoch, I mean?
This is like in high school when we read some of the heroic poetry and stuff. This is what this reminds me.
See, that's such a shame. Everybody, most people are limited to this narrow Old Testament, New Testament view.
Okay, this is after all the mountains are melted. My eyes saw there a deep valley with a wide mouth, and all those who dwell upon the earth, the sea, and the islands shall bring to it gifts, presents, and tributes. Yet this deep valley shall not become full.
Yeah, that's a metaphor, parable. That wide mouth, it's the mouth that greed is trying to satisfy. It's a metaphor here for all men. If you see, it can never be satisfied. It can never be, the pit can never be filled. I want more, I want more, I want more, I want things to be different, I want this, I want different, I want this, I want that. It can never be filled.
They shall fulfill the criminal deeds of their hands and eat all the produce of crime which the sinners toil for. Sinners shall be destroyed from before the face of the Lord of the Spirits. They shall perish eternally, standing before the face of his earth. So I saw all the angels of plague cooperating and preparing all the chains of Satan. And I asked the angel of peace who was going with me, for whom are they preparing these chains? And he answered me, saying, they are preparing these for the kings and the potentates of this earth, in order that they may be destroyed thereby. After this, the righteous and elect one will reveal the house of his congregation. From that time they shall not be hindered in the name of the Lord of the Spirits. And these mountains shall become flat like earth in the presence of his righteousness. And the hills shall become like a fountain of water, and the righteous one shall have rest from the oppression of sinners.
Amen.
Cool.
Anybody have any thoughts? Again, my goal was to try to cause you to have the same expectancy and the understanding of what was happening at the time that the Holy Spirit came on Mary, Hanukkah 2,000 years ago.
What did he say to her?
I memorized this.
Yeah, that's a good one to memorize.
These mountains shall be flat. If you talk about those mountains of gold and silver.
I'm talking about high places.
Yeah, my dog here would be just melted and be flattened out in here.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. To the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this might be. And the angel said unto her,
she was defining, right there.
Yeah, she didn't know what the hell was going on. Angel just means messenger. You understand that? This could have been like Harry coming and telling her this.
There's something really scary about what you just said, because it just dawned on me. Before he fell, Satan was numero uno, right? Gabriel was number two. Satan would not have done this.
When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, etc., etc., etc. Think on these things.